Hello and welcome to another time where we get to hop in the Word for Bible study and prayer, all under 15 minutes. And we have been trekking through the passage in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3 all the way until verse 9. And today we're coming to the final virtue. And the final virtue at the end of all that we've been discussing since August is love. And the promise of allowing these virtues, which all I believe are an extension of what love really does. It says that in verse 8 of 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, "For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." That is an absolute powerful declaration. It's a powerful statement. It's an outstanding goal to live by, that we will neither be barren nor unfruitful. And if we allow these things, these virtues that we've been discussing for the last 2 months, to live big on the inside of us, it says that we would never fall. It didn't say that we wouldn't have occasion to stumble and fall, but it's saying that if you allow, and really the focal point today is if you allow love to be your guiding force, no matter what temptation, no matter what tries to pull you off of your game, no matter what tries to pull you out of the right headspace, you will not stumble. And so as we're looking at love, this word agape, or the God kind of love, I want us to understand that love is multifaceted. Love is multifaceted. It's not linear. It's not just one direction. It's actually multi-directional. And it also, it influences various parts of your life. And so, of course, the most basic definition of the God kind of love is loving the way that God loves. But the greater question is, how does then God love? Well, we see that God's love causes us to, if we're going back through the virtues, to have moral excellence. It causes us to have discipline. It causes us to have temperance. It causes us to have self-control. Love is a byproduct of the fruit of the Spirit. And so in our lives, if we're only focused on the outputs of love, okay, I've got to love my neighbor as myself, I've got to treat others the way that I want to be treated, it can cause you to live in a place of deficit, because you're trying to do something without first understanding, how can I receive love so that I can then give that love to others? And so 2 Peter, what it's showing us is, how do we create streams? How do we create spiritually a well within us so that we can draw on that when the various tests or when the various opportunities of life arise? So in our minds, I want us to think about ways in our life where we can, A, create a stream where we're receiving God's love for us. And so God's love for us first starts spiritually. It first starts from understanding that he is love and that he loves us. And his love for us is not changing depending on our behaviors or depending on if we do things right or if we don't do things right. His love is consistent. God's love is everlasting. And that ultimately frees our spirits up to understand that we don't have to walk around in condemnation or walk around feeling like that God's getting me back for all the things that I didn't do right. But the second part, so we receive that spiritually, well, then naturally, we've got to make sure we build in margin into our calendars so that we can take time to rest, to reflect, and to receive that love that we've read about in Scripture. You know, there's nothing more powerful than you taking a moment, you taking a day. You know, we're really big here at the Outlet on having a day of rest. We are serious about that. I mean, it's interwoven into the fabric of even how we set up things with our staff. Like, there's one day that everyone has to take off a week. Well, why is that? Well, if you're running on fumes and you're burning the candle at both ends, you're going to feel as though you're not loved, and you're not going to be experiencing, as we've seen in the beginning of this passage, the levels of grace and peace that you desire to live in. So I highly encourage you to set up one day where you are not doing anything but what pours energy back into you. And that could be so many different things. It could be going for a walk. It could be participating in a hobby. It could be just sitting back and vegging out to a good television show. It could be having a great meal with family or friends or brunch or whatever pours back into you. Because it's in those moments, as I'm learning, where when you're able to hit pause on your schedule that is nonstop, that is constantly going, and you're able to see God work while you rest, it reminds you that, wow, you really are looking out for me, Lord. You really are caring for me. And as he's caring for you, that's from that love that you then can love other people. So what Peter is telling us in this passage is you can do all these different exercises. You can do all these different things. But if, as Paul said in verse 13, if you don't have love, then it doesn't make any sense. And so our focal point, our goal this week and beyond is everything that we do, whether it's self-care, whether it's how we treat someone, whether it's our time in the Word, the goal is to allow God's love to be in us, as it says, and to abound so that we can neither be barren nor unfruitful in truly knowing and having a revelation of Jesus Christ in our life. So love is the highest priority. So let's orchestrate our life to receive God's love for us, to demonstrate that love by having margin and taking times to rest. But then those that we come in contact with, let's be carriers of that love. And people will notice there's a difference about you. It's because you're choosing to walk in God's love. Amen. All right. Well, we have concluded our passage in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. And so next week, we're going to start a whole new lesson that we'll be delving into. I'm really excited about the month of October and beyond and going into a new quarter for the year. So thank you all for making it through this journey. And I pray that you go back. All of these lessons are on our Facebook, our YouTube, as well as our podcast. So you can go back and listen to each of the virtues and meditate on each of these virtues and make these be character studies and word studies and figure out ways in your life. How can I apply this? Because we want to, whenever you need more grace, more peace, come back to these virtues and you'll be able to get direct access to increasing the grace and peace in your life. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray. As always, you all are more than welcome to send in prayer requests two ways, one by email to prayer@theoutletcommunity.com, or you can call or text prayer request in at 770-667-4899. Again, that's 770-667-4899. And again, I want to thank you all for being active participants in all of our online gatherings that we have been hosting. And you all have sent in prayer requests. So we've got a few to pray for today. And then we're going to get our day, wherever you're watching, listening from, going, and we're going to make it a great one. So I'll go before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll be able to head on about our way. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us. We thank you for this awesome study of 2 Peter chapter 1. We've seen all the virtues that you have laid out before us, because your goal for us is that we grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ and also multiply grace and peace in everything that I do. So I say, Lord, this week, multiply grace and peace for every person under the sound of my voice. Multiply it wherever they go. Help them in the midst of the chaos to just find you and find your presence. And Father, as they're doing that, they are also gaining rest for their souls. Father, help us with wisdom to build margin into our lives. Help us to make the right decisions that maximize our efforts, Lord, on our jobs. Help us to have favor with every person that we come in contact with, Lord, so that your message and your reason for why you have us where you have it can be maximized in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for families who sent in prayer requests over the weekend for us to continue to lift up. And so for the various families that sent in the request, Father, you know the specifics to those requests. And ultimately, Lord, we're coming into an agreement with your will. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, even in the midst of what we believe that we desire. Most importantly, Lord, we desire to see your will manifested here on the earth. Father, we lift up our families. We lift up any person who's experiencing any type of symptom and disease. Father, you said you sent your word. You healed all their diseases. And so we stand on that and we look forward to the testimony from it. Father, help us to have a great day in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we made it through 2 Peter, and can't wait to see you all next time. See you later.